When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Welcome.
I have not even Googled the person that we're doing, so I'm very dependent on you and your beacon of wisdom.
Well, it's all right. I've got a book above me about him.
Great. So maybe we run
worst
this...
comes to worst.
You can just read aloud.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
Reading comprehension till the end of the class.
We're just here really to help you fall asleep, aren't we? And to be a noise in your ear as you try to repress your own internal monologue. How are you? How's your life been?
Yeah. So Robbie Williams. let's talk about Robbie.
He was born on the 13th
of February. No one's interested in me.
1974. He's an English singer-songwriter and entertainer. He found fame as a member of the pop group Take That from 1990 to 1995, which is a lot shorter than I thought their reign was, but achieved greater commercial success with his solo career beginning in 1996. Who wrote this? Williams has released 7 UK number one singles and 11 out of his 12 studio albums have reached UK number one. 6 of his albums are among the top 100 biggest selling albums in the United Kingdom for albums in the top 60, and in 2006 he entered the Guinness World Record for selling 1.6 million tickets of his Close Encounters tour in a single day. You've got your book out, are you actually going to read from your book?
Well, not right now, I've just got it out for security in case everything goes wrong.
So tell me about Robbie Williams, Tilly.
I mean, what is there to say really? A misunderstood icon, but also more increasingly problematic by the day, I think.
Or has he been up to much recently?
I mean, listen, I don't keep up to date with him. But I am a big fan, and I've been a big fan since I read this number one best-selling book,
Feel,
Robbie Williams by Chris Heath, who is a music journalist.
That is a thick book.
Yeah, he spent like 2 years with him, basically. He was meant to just go and do a one-off piece about him. And he ended up just hanging out with him and just recording at random moments. And it's an amazing, amazing book, regardless of anything else. It's an amazing kind of window into what it's like to be extremely famous and newly sober as well. And it's really great. It will make you love Robbie. You know, he's very human.
Did you already have the love before you read the book, or was it...
Yeah, I think so, because I think, I don't know, there's just something about him as an icon, in that he's kind of, people really look down on him because of where he's from and the sort of music that he makes.
Mm.
And then also his kind of association with Take That, and I think he's had a lot of bangers.
Do you think he made the right choice not going back to Take That when they reunited?
What, the... Because he did go back eventually, didn't he? They did a song
did
together.
He?
Yeah, they did a song together.
When?
I can't remember what the name of the song was, but yeah, they did like a whole homoerotic video in a cabin somewhere with him and Gary Barlow.
Oh my gosh, why have I not seen this? But originally, very originally, he sort of, the Take That reformed and was a great success, wasn't it? Which I don't know if necessarily everyone was expecting.
Because they had good songs. Shine slaps.
That's a good thing for anyone over the age of 30.
Yeah, it means it's a really good song. Patience, another great song.
Have a little patience.
What are the songs?
What's the one that they sing in that episode of Inside Number 9 set in the telecom centre? Do you know the one I mean?
I don't know. I wasn't in it, Helen, so I'm not as much of a big fan as you. Helen was in it, guys.
Watch for the show you want to be in. What's that dress for the job you want?
Yeah.
Box set watch for the show that you want to be in.
It's true. It works.
Any day now, the West Wing are going to call up.
Have you been watching the West Wing?
Oh, obsessively.
Yeah, so have we. We've been watching it. Yeah.
I wonder if there's a zeitgeisty thing because of American politics at the moment. It's just so great, isn't it? Just so great.
Liberal comfort bubble where fantasy reigns free.
Although, they do some funny things, like they choose to... He's like, I want to bomb everyone in the Middle East, and then, oh, we only
Yeah,
bomb...
I remember that episode.
They only bomb a few people, and they're like, we're the good guys.
Yeah.
But it is pretty good. The performances are...
Oh, amazing.
Who's your favourite?
I think it's Toby.
It's Toby for me too! He always has his head in his hands, which I find so ultra-realism. It's unbearable. He can never hold his own head up. He's so exhausted, which is what it would be like if you worked in the West Wing.
If you worked in the White House and
you'd
were like...
You'd have to hold your head up with your hand.
Of course you would. And especially if you were the sort of person that Toby is, where he's just like continually world-weary. But I just love that.
So kind, though. He's a kind, depressed person.
All the acting in it is amazing.
But every single day when we watch it, I just get so unbelievably sad that I'm not the president. Like, I cannot explain to you.
Of course you imagine yourself as the president. Of course you imagine yourself as the president. That's so you.
Don't you
imagine yourself
as
the president and I'm imagining myself as, like, the deputy communications director who's, like, a bit sexy and unstable.
That sounds about right.
Ultimately is, like, really smart. And everyone respects. And I have a job. You know, I have a job to do. What would that be like to have a job to do?
Oh, wouldn't that
I don't know.
Be nice?
If anyone is listening to this and can, like, give me a job where, I don't know, I just, like, put things into folders or type things, I will work for £8 an hour doing those things. So get in touch. But I won't go outside or speak to anyone.
I was going to say, you should also say what you won't do, because I think they're the crucial...
Literally anything else. But gratefully, what I used to do doesn't exist anymore, so I don't have to do it.
And if anybody needs a babysitter, I will do that for £0 and £0. Yeah. I would love to come and hold your baby. Thank you. Is everyone you know pregnant, or is that just me?
No, I know one person who's pregnant, although I don't think she's really told anyone. Oh no, my friend Faye is pregnant as well.
Yes, Faye. So yeah. Robbie Williams.
Yes.
His early life.
Mm-hmm.
Question mark.
Do you want me to tell you about his early life?
Why not? While we're here, I think you'd do a good job. Open the book.
Where do people talk about their...
He was born in Stoke-on-Trent, Staffordshire. His parents, Janet, Nee Farrell and Peter Williams, ran a pub called the Red Lion before his father became the licensee of the Port Vale FC Social Club. This led to Williams's lifelong affinity... I'm literally just reading out Wikipedia. His maternal grandfather was Irish and hailed from Kilkenny. Williams attended St Margaret's Ward Catholic School in Tunstall before attending dance school in UKDDF in Tunstall. He participated in several school plays. His biggest role was that of Artful Dodger in a production of Oliver.
I'll read something from the book about his childhood.
This is going well. Oh, sit back, everyone. Get a cup of tea.
Probably 5 years ago, I would have said that it's all been a desperate need for love, said Robbie. It doesn't say that in the book, but that's who's speaking. And would you have said that because it was sort of funny, because it was sort of true, or because it stopped anyone delving into unknowable or untellable things? That's your man, Chris Heath, who wrote the book. Robbie. I look at it, I was really loved by my mum, and I was totally loved by my grandmas, and when my dad was there, I was loved too. I wasn't abused sexually, I wasn't molested, I was just, I know it looks like stick your fingers down your throat, I'm fucking sensitive, I was born sensitive. He shows me the tattoos he has on the inside of each wrist, Jack on the right, Farrell on the left, Jack Farrell, his mother's father. He died when I was about 5, says Rob. And he was fucking great. He was a lovely bloke. I think when my dad left and it was just my mum and my sister, he was scared of me being a homosexual. so he used to make me fight him all the time. You know, he was from Stoke-on-Trent. Bounce up and down on the bed, son. Now box, box, box. There we go.
That's so interesting.
Get the book. Get the book.
That's yeah. Because he is he's a gay icon, isn't he?
Yes. Well, this is the really cool thing about Robbie, is he was playful about his sexuality at a time when literally no one did that. And the fact that he was playful about it meant that people went, oh my God, he's definitely gay, because no one would insinuate that they might be gay. No straight man would do that. Whereas he just was not asked at all. And I think that's, you know, to his credit, especially at the culture of the time that he was in. Now it's like, you know, everyone's doing it. Harry Styles is wearing a blouse and, you know, I would argue that, you know, Robbie did it first, maybe, a little bit.
Yeah, I think
he's right. obviously a straight man, but...
No, but you're right. And to not feel like that was a bad thing, that a bad assumption to be made about you, was a big deal. Yes, Robbie.
Yeah, but I just think it wasn't, really. And I don't think he was trying to...
attention-seeking with it.
Yeah, I just think it's who he was, really, was just to sort of take the piss and not really worry in that sort of way. And, you know, when you think about the fact that, like, it was Elton John who took him to rehab in the... when his... God, I'm so sorry, that's my stomach.
No. I thought it was a motorbike going past. It went...
Oh, my God.
Wow. No, when do you need to go cook your dinner? What are you having?
Well, this is what I mean. This is why I just wanted to get it done and then go and cut my tea. But obviously, we should be recording in the morning, maybe.
After breakfast.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's my stomach again.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I think my mic will definitely have picked it up.
I like it.
It's fine. It's raw, real, uncensored.
There was that episode where I had just my whole flat making omelets in the kitchen, and you could just hear.
Yeah, that's not as embarrassing though. That's just like, oh, I've got friends. Like, oh, you're just fucking showing off that you've got friends that you live with. Fuck off.
And they're so fun. They sing and make omelets.
We're just so wacky and kooky like that. We make omelets together. Fuck off. Should I just read another random page out of this book?
Yeah.
Basically, just get this book, right? This one could just be an advertisement for this book, right?
Feel.
Page 152. On arriving at the hotel in Vienna, he goes to the loo. There's petals in the bog. That's weird, he reports. Then lies on his bed. Gwyneth Paltrow said something in an interview which I thought was pretty interesting. He says, people remain the same age as when they become famous, which is pretty much what I was trying to say last night. So you're forever 16. Yeah, unless you've had to face adversity, she said. I think I'm about 18 right now. There is so much weirdness in the world. He mentions that the Duchess of York called the office the other day and asked if Rob could call her daughter Beatrice because she was ill. That's mad, isn't it? He says. So I didn't call. I've got a pang of guilt for not doing it. An anti-smoking ad comes on. Be cool, says Sophie Ellis-Bextor. Don't smoke. Fuck off, says Rob. There we go.
I find it really mad that he has a legacy section on his Wikipedia when he's still alive.
Yeah.
That's
I feel like now he's just into like a lot of like property and stuff.
Is that what he does?
Well, I don't know. There's like a building round where I used to live, and it was like, and I could never bring myself to find out if it was him, but it was like there was a graphic on it that was like Signature Williams, and it looked like Robbie Williams' signature, and it was like loads of houses in like Prattney, in prime Hackney real estate, like 4 or 5 houses grouped together, probably worth hundreds of thousands of pounds if you do them up. And I wonder if it was him. And he was,
wait, because it says Williams on it,
Signature Williams, and it just looked like. I hadn't seen any other.
Can I Google it? I think he will does that ruin your life?
No. I'm pretty sure that he does a lot of like property and stuff.
I think Williams is quite a common name. Signature Williams Limited Company's house. Should we see who's on the signature?
Yeah, I mean, I doubt it'll be him. It's probably someone in his place, isn't it?
How do I find this out? Oh, they'd make the construction company. Oh no. It's just a lot of things about how he signed an auction signed photo, because, you know, Signature Williams. You can buy a signed photo on eBay. Yeah. Oh, this is a good present for a Robbie Williams fan.
I don't know. Anyway, he's just, you know, he's pretty much an arch capitalist now, which of course he would be. He's made like millions in the 90s. Like, there's no reason why he wouldn't be. And, you know, he does a lot for charity and he's all the rest of it. But he's quite like... he's a bit YouTube, do you know what I mean? He thinks aliens are real. And he used to, such a charming, very charming story. He started posting on this forum for like people who believe in aliens. I can't remember the whole story, but he basically started posting there and then like made friends with loads of people. And then they found out that he was Robbie Williams or something.
Oh my God.
I can't remember. Or was it his own forum? I don't know, but regardless, he basically made friends with all these people who also believed in aliens. And then I think they found out that he was Robbie Williams, and they were like, what the fuck?
And they're still in touch? Because he must still believe in aliens.
I don't know, but he did a documentary for the BBC, I think, about believing in aliens.
Yeah, the documentary followed them to a UFO convention in Nevada. He talked about the world mysteries, elves, demons and witchcraft. He became ordained minister with the Universal Life Church Monastery. Oh, to officiate the weddings of friends. That's just a separate random thing in the bit that's about his... Oh, it's about his interests, UFOs and being ordained. He wrote the lyrics and the music.
Was it you who told me that anecdote? Which I don't know if you can...
Which one?
I don't know if you can tell me or not.
It might not be me. Go on, say it and we'll bleep it out.
So when that musical was happening, the David Williams slash...
Oh yeah, one second, let me just say this, because I didn't know this. So he wrote the music and lyrics for the David Williams children's book stage adaptation of The Boy in the Dress. Go on. I'll bleep out the story.
I mean, I don't think it's libelous, however you say that word.
I like libelous.
I don't think you could sue me for defamation.
Go on.
Apparently, on opening night... Robbie gave the whole cast a present. Everyone in the cast got a present, and it was a just gave her for an opening night.
Oh my God!
I don't know if it's true. Could be fake. Could be fake news.
Oh my God!
Could
be fake news. Fake news. That's good.
The mainstream media.
Tilly Steele.
Could be fake.
You are the mainstream.
Do you not like my Trump?
No, I was saying you are the mainstream media.
I am the mainstream media. Every day I wake up and I say, time for another day of being the mainstream media. Look out.
Watch out, world. No wonder Trump's so cross.
He's scared of me. That's what it is.
He's very rich. Guess what his wealth is?
Extremely rich. Oh, like 500 million?
Guess low.
300 million.
So in 2011, when he was on the Sunday Times Rich List of wealthiest people...
Are you glitching? Why do you just ignore what I said?
Because you're so far off. Am I glitching?
I don't know what rich is.
He's worth 90 million, and basically you always do this.
What was he doing? In the 90s, he was getting wrecked. That's why he's not worth 300 million.
You make it sound like such a little amount, 90 million, because you get...
Oh, it is, though. It is. For how famous he was.
But for a musician, it's not like he's Elon Musk.
Yeah, and also he probably didn't own anything that he was doing until he was like much older. Mm. Whereas now everyone owns what they're doing. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's wise to it.
Well, yeah, in theory. He, you're right, he did do...
Did you hear that?
Is that your stomach?
Yeah. What did you think that was?
I just thought it was my own brain processing skills. My brain's overheating. I'm trying to find this thing where it talks about how he tried to create a clothing label that then didn't work out. Here we go. In 2011, he announced he was working with the entrepreneur Peter Jones, developing a clothing line called Pharrell in honour of his grandfather, Jack Pharrell, who comes up a lot. Although the business had filed for bankruptcy, it was later relaunched in 2014 with the support of the clothing company Primark. Have you come across Pharrell?
Yeah, just in that section that I read to you then. When I read it, that thing out of the book, and he's got that tattoo on his wrist of Pharrell.
Oh, with his granddad, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now he has a company. You can buy it at Primark. Did you also say that in the book?
No. I don't know if Primark was alive then. Was alive. I don't know if Primark was around then in the 90s. I don't remember. Because I was a baby.
Aw, little baby.
I was a little baby.
Well, look, this has been a lesson that I should probably Google the person that we're talking about before we start the episode.
Well, listen, there's no point, is there, really?
What's your favourite Robbie song?
Ooh, my favourite one.
Take your time, because it's a big question.
It's a huge question. I do love Feel. It is extremely emotional. Advertising Space is a great one.
Oh, not heard that.
Oh, yeah, it's class. Come Undone, another great one.
Oh, my God, you're such a fan. You know all the B-sides.
Come Undone isn't a B-side. It was a single.
How does it go?
Loose lips like ships. I'm getting to grips with one ear.
Beautiful.
It's good. The video, he's like wandering around in like an LA mansion and there's loads of passed out models. You know, it's that kind of time period.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. Oh, I miss the 90s.
Yeah, that's why we're all pretending none of this is happening. And Ken's watching a lot of 90s films. That's his thing at the moment.
Oh.
Ken is my boyfriend. Just there we go. Soft launch on the podcast for Ken. And we watched Air Force One.
Oh, yeah.
The other day, which...
Is it good?
Oh, yeah, it slaps. It's Harrison Ford playing the president.
I want to be the president.
You should definitely watch it then. It's just him sneaking around Air Force One, killing all these Russian terrorists, and the main Russian terrorist is Gary Oldman.
Oh, wow.
It's really
great.
It's completely ridiculous in every single way.
And actually, maybe it'll put me off being president if I have to kill Russian terrorists, because I don't think I'd like to do that.
No. So that's you just good. Like to kill people from a distance, get other people to do it for you,
yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think I'd like to make the decision to just end all war. Wouldn't that be great?
It would be.
Hi, I'm in the Situation Room, and I'd just like to announce, as the president, that I hereby
end... This is all a bit much, okay? You've all got your fancy hats.
With these nukes. And all these buttons, just put them down, have a cup of tea.
You'd be dead in minutes. They would kill you and say that someone else had done it.
Oh, wow, I'd love that. Imagine how I go down in history, assassinated from within.
Dead, as being dead.
I'd love that. Well, obviously not the being dead part, but...
No.
Long term.
They'd cover it all up, mate. I'm sounding a bit tinfoil hat now, I'm sounding a bit Robbie, but they would.
Can I tell you what my favourite Robbie Williams song is?
Yes, please do. Sorry, me? I didn't ask. I just assumed that you didn't care.
It's Me and My Monkey.
Oh, yes, from the album Let Me Entertain You.
Oh, I don't know. I just Googled obscure Robbie Williams song to sound impressive. I've never heard it. Obviously, my favourite is Rock DJ.
Yeah.
I'm
which
basic.
My mum's friend used to mishear as I Don't Want to Ride the DJ.
She must have been so
confused. I don't
want
to ride the DJ. Because
he's keeping me up all night.
He's keeping me up all night.
When's
it makes sense.
Stop?
It scans. DJ. When you're gonna stop?
Because you're making me feel so right.
Oh, nice.
Oh, is it nice?
Is it nice or right?
Well,
I don't
whatever.
Know. Listen, I'm not an expert on the lyrics, so.
It's sad in a way that she ever had to find out that that wasn't the lyrics.
I know. In a better world, it would be.
What are you having for your tea? That's the most important question.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go and cook some spaghetti and meatballs and garlic bread, garlic bee.
Mm.
And I'm starvo, so yeah, sorry so. To cut here, but I think we can all agree it's for the best. I'm sure everyone who has been waiting for us to come back regrets ever wishing that we were back. We'll be back next week with another hot, tasty, spicy, fresh, cool, intoxicating episode Absolutely No Facts.
And me just wanting to be the president.
Yeah, and it'll just be nice. They won't listen. We won't ask you to do anything.
Hopefully you're asleep by now anyway.
Thank you for listening.
Honestly, it does mean loads. Yeah,
it does mean really loads.
I love it. We love you.
It gives a small sense of purpose to both of us. I mean, Helen already has an overabundance of purpose, but I do not at the moment. So God bless all of you. And God bless America.
And God bless me, the president.
God bless Helen Monk's president of the United States. And God bless my stomach, which just won't stop rumbling. And I'm going to go and cook now.
Okay, I love you. Bye.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Bitchin', a podcast by Tilly Steele and Helen Monk. Music was by Dave Cribb.